Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Happy second Christmas Day, everybody. This is Dr. Marlise Bonk, organizational manager and Beamer enthusiast since 6 years, coming up in January together with my husband, Fabio. Cindy Parkinson is my co-host today. The reason I say second Christmas Day is because I'm from Europe. I'm from the Netherlands. And just like in Liechtenstein, we celebrate 2 days of Christmas there. And then honestly, to tell you the truth, we kind of continue the third and the fourth day as well because it gives us a good excuse to keep on eating really good stuff and hanging out, you know, with friends and family. So that's what we do. So Fabio and I are taking it pretty easy today. I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and also continue in the Christmas spirit of peace and love and connection and all the things that make us feel good. You know, don't let it go away. We can always have these kind of feelings and emotions of warmth and connection all year long, right? So let's continue that vibe and you know, be a little bit more relaxed as well. And of course, our Beamer can totally help with that, especially perhaps those special modes, you know, with the 10 hertz frequency, make you feel really good, get you in that rest and digest and relax. Oh, digest mode. We definitely need the digest mode talking about it. Maybe someone has a good testimonial. The Beamer helps them digest the Christmas meal, you know. Anyway, today is Tuesday testimonial with Marlise and Cindy today. And we would love for you to press one on your phone. There's already quite a few on there that were brave enough to tune in. And perhaps press one on your phone to share a testimonial. And then when you do, obviously a Beamer testimonial that is about yourself. And as everyone knows, or most of us knows, that work at Beamer. Beamer doesn't treat, cure, diagnose anything. It's an FDA Class II medical device. But it's, you know, kind of disguised as health and wellness device in the USA. We have to be careful how we talk about it. So we're not going to mention any disease names, not even the word pain. So I may say it right now, but that's about it. So we're not going to say that word. And so Beamer helps with any discomfort. You can say it that way. And we also don't say that Beamer helps us off of our pharmaceuticals, that kind of thing. Or that it treated anything, and we can only give our own personal testimonial and not talk about our husband or our best friend or a person you put on a demo, etc. Or any kind of like quote unquote off-label usages are kind of like not done in the public domain either. So we keep the FDA happy, keep the Beamer on the market for many years to come. And we can enjoy this amazing device. So keep it simple. People relate to symptoms anyway because, you know, all those difficult disease names, you know, what does it even mean? And maybe, you know, you just, you know, like there's something simple, you know, like day-to-day little ailments, someone steps on your toe and, you know, like the Beamer helps with it. You know, how good is that? Cindy, I hear you unmuted yourself. How are you doing today, the day after Christmas?
Well, it's been a busy couple of days. It's been a busy week, I guess. So I have 35 grandchildren, and three more of them just arrived into town. Actually, I'm sitting in my car outside of a trampoline jump on it place, Airborne, I guess it's called. And so I am happy to join for at least 30 minutes. But what I want to say is, because they just pulled in next to me and waved at me through the window. So I just want to say that last week, and right now, it's saying that Blog Talk is having technical difficulties. We seem to be working fine today, but last week we did not have any of the three calls, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. And next Tuesday is a manager's call, so I think Greg is going to get on and maybe just announce. I don't know if he's going to stay on or if he's going to jump on the manager's call. But I'm hoping that today this will just be packed with testimonials and not waiting till 25 minutes after we say, okay, Marlies and I are done calling, talking, we're going to end this early. You know, I had someone that called me the other day and asked me if there were any testimonials about a head spinning, you know, what the in layman's terms, a head spinning. And so I looked at my notes from Blog Talk, and I found a call from a year ago, and it was the first one that Katie had hosted. And I re-listened to it to hear that testimonial so I could share it with someone. And there were about 9 people that called in with testimonials, and they were all phenomenal testimonials. And I know Greg has mentioned this a couple times or several times, you know, whether it's on Blog Talk or on whatever Wednesday, but Tina pays for this call. This is a call by the distributors and for the distributors. It's not sponsored by corporate. And if we want for that to continue to be, if we want to continue to have this tool, we have got to have a lot of not only listeners, but a lot of participants. And so I am just really encouraging you to press one now, not later. And we've got one already. So I'm going to stop blabbing, and let's go ahead and unmute that one, Marlies, and let's have a great call today so we can show everyone. I mean, you guys are the diehards. You're here the day after Christmas, and let's get this call rolling.
Oh, well, Cindy, I just have 2 comments before you unmute the courageous caller. Wow. 35 grandkids, as in number 3-5, that is impressive. Wow,
yeah.
That is
It's been
awesome.
A busy. It's just lucky for me that one family was out of town, and so I celebrated with 2 families yesterday, and then another one just arrived just now, and another one's going to be tonight, and so I didn't have to be ready for everybody all at once. So
it's a little village. It's a little village. And second,
exactly.
You just called me the Tina, and I'm extremely flattered by this. I in some aspects, I definitely would like to be the Tina, especially considering her position in the Beamer organization, but also on
absolutely.
Because she's absolutely gracious. So anyway, go ahead, and do you want to unmute the first one?
Okay, let's see if I can do that.
Or I can.
Okay. I got it. Area code 419. You are live on Blog Talk. Where are we hearing from?
Okay, good morning. This is Tim Reno. I'm from Helena, Ohio. And so I've
hey,
had my Beamer.
Tim?
Good morning. I want to wish everybody and hope that everybody had a Merry Christmas. We had a great one here.
That's awesome. We did too. Thank you so much for calling in, and we would love to know what you have on your mind that Beamer helped with.
Okay, so I've had my Beamer for over 4 years, and so what I was dealing with a foot issue. I have that. It attacks your joints and kind of can deform them and stuff, and there's always a lot of inflammation and pain and. I was having a problem with my one foot. I didn't know if I was going to be able to keep working. And so I had a friend who tried to help me several times, and doing it once here and there didn't do anything for me. So he finally brought it over to my house, and said, hey, I want you guys to do this twice a day. My wife was not on board at all. So it was just me. And in 5 days, my foot quit hurting. And, you know, they're still, my toes are still crooked. But now it's been, you know, I'm coming up on 4.5 years. And it's just amazing that there's no more discomfort there. I'd like to share a story if I have time.
Absolutely. You do have time. At this point, you're the only one courageous enough to raise their hands. And you know, we would love to hear your story. That sounds pretty good.
All right, I'll do a little more since I'm not holding anybody else up. So I've had a bad back too. I broke it in 93 and I had a 26-year-old workers comp claim, and it was chiropractor massage. And it was just, I went on 26 years and I needed every appointment I had. And about the time they ended that was when this fell in my lap. And plus I've got injuries from high school. I blew out my knee in basketball, ACL, MCL, medial collateral, bucket handle tear, meniscus. And I was 18 years old. And, you know, that's just, you know, talk about being depressed. Well, I'm 65 now, and I've had a total of 9 knee surgeries because I blew my other one out. And so they're both totally replaced. I had my last one in April, and it was just amazing with my recovery. But it is just so nice when the alarm clock goes off in the morning to just put my feet on the ground and just get up and go. Like, I don't have that discomfort that takes 10 minutes for you to hobble into the kitchen to get ready for work. And it's just, you know, you every day you just put your feet on the ground and just get up. So that's my story.
That's absolutely amazing, Kim. And this is so relatable because so many people, you know, when we do a lot of Beamer demos and we ask a little bit how it's going with everybody, and those problems are very common, and people are a little bit incredulous to know that this could be the case, right? That they could have more comfort and without medical procedures or anything like that. Can you tell me a little bit about how to accomplish this kind of state of more well-being? Like, how do you use your Beamer? Is that just regular usage, or do you use it multiple times a day? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I've also had a digestive issue since I was back in my 30s. Both shoulders I've had done. So I started out 4.5 years ago just about just doing the regular body routine and putting a bee pad around my feet. And I was only doing it twice a day. I don't even remember if I snuck a third one in there or not, but it was just so amazing. And something to stress for listeners out there that sometimes it's about accumulation of days in a row of getting that kind of circulation that your body can. Remember, this is just helping the body, assisting the body with its own healing. And if you just did it once here, once there, you know, it may not do what you want. But if you stay consistent and do it the twice a day, you know, if your body allows, it is just truly amazing. You know, we are getting older, but I'll tell you what, I don't worry about getting older now like I used to. So that part's amazing.
That's
and I do
awesome.
Treat the bee pad on the spine if I need to. You know, I've hurt my back since I've had the Beamer, and I can make things go away now in 2-3 days that it used to take months or weeks.
Wow.
It is something. You get a new, fresh injury. I did a hamstring back in October, and I did a program 3, and I was doing it 3 times a day because it was a fresh injury. And after day 4 or 5, I'm like, oh, man, maybe I did something really bad. It's not really responding. It's still, I was worried. I was thinking, maybe I really tore something. But by the time I got to day 8 and 9, it was really starting to improve. And by the time I was at day 11, all the bruising was gone. I had no signs of actually pulling a hamstring. And at 65, that is not common to heal up that fast.
Yeah. Well, that's huge. And of course, you know, we're not holding anyone off or suggesting anyone should hold off on seeking medical care. But we all know that, sometimes we just kind of want to see what's going on before we hit the ER. That's a difficult injury anyway. You know, they couldn't have done much, but you were watching it closely. Now, Tim, let me ask you one more thing. So I assume I suppose you have the Beamer Evo, the new model that came out this summer. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And the beauty pack, I had to order another one just so I could get the beauty pack half off.
Uh-huh. And so that's a great strategy right there. Now you have an extra Evo to share. How have you been experiencing the Beamer Evo?
I haven't noticed a drastic difference as far, I've got 4.5 years in, so I can't say that it was a drastic. It's much easier to use. I love that part. I think, I have 4 rentals and they're all the essential set, the old pro set. And I love those, but it is very confusing for people. I mean, you have to follow up, and you think they got it. And sometimes, 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, no, they don't
with
have
the
it.
With the essential set, you mean that the constructions are a little bit more difficult and the Evo is much easier to operate. Yep.
Absolutely, because you can get it. You can set it up to where it talks to you, and
that's right.
Well, you touch a button, and it tells you just what you did. So,
yeah, well, that's good to hear. And you know what? We could fill the whole transmission today with your testimonials, because you're like one walking testimonial, because you mentioned other body parts, like as you go, that the Beamer has helped you with. So. But we do.
I want to butt in real quick. We appreciate what you've shared, Tim. I just want to remind everyone that we just have the basic plan with Beamer. It was great to hear what Tim did, and I know a lot of times we want to know, well, were you using it on program 2 or program 3? But everybody's body is different. Everybody's symptoms, everybody's recovery is different. But the beauty of owning a Beamer, obviously, is you can try one thing, and if that doesn't work as well as you hope it would, then you can try a different program or a different setting or whatever. But we do have 2 more callers, and I just want to say thank you so much for starting us out with a great testimonial, and I want to get on to these other 2 callers.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you. So,
Marlene,
Cindy,
do you want to get the next one or you want me to?
Yeah, the next one. I think the one on top is number, Erica 281. You have been in the queue, and you're unmuted now, Erica 281.
Hello.
Welcome,
this is Tina. Just to you.
Hi, Tina. We can hear you loud and clear. Do you have how's your Christmas scene? And do you have a testimonial for us today?
Yes, I do. Christmas is always exciting. I love Christmas time.
Awesome. Well, what would you like to share with us?
So so this, so I'm from the Houston area. I'm outside Houston in Texas. And my testimony, well, my story started back in 97. And I want to thank Tim for sharing his story. He kind of inspired me to jump on here. I was diagnosed with something in 97 that caused me to have over 5 surgeries over 20 years in my abdomen area and low pelvic floor. So that, and I have always been pretty active. I rodeoed earlier and then went into exercising and some small sprint triathlons to raise money for different things, and then into bike rides, which I just pushed through pain. I'm sorry. I pushed through discomfort over that 20 years because I just had a passion for fundraising for different events or for different charities. I started slowing down, I guess, around 2015. I was having another surgery pushed on me, and I didn't want to go through with it. So I started research on eating correctly, which led to the importance of blood flow. And at that time, still, I was experiencing discomfort, but I... going, and much like Tim, was doing 4 different types of therapy, pelvic floor, chiropractor, acupuncture, massage therapist, and those were getting me, you know, just from month to month. Found the Beamer, did some research again, finally just purchased one, been using it for almost two and a half years, along with therapies and, food, changing food habits. I don't want to say diets, but just my food habits. And with all of that, I have now gotten back to long-distance bike rides to raise money, and I just want to share it with people. I have 2 rentals, and I just see results in my exercise, my actual workouts, and my recovery. And the discomfort issues that I have just improved phenomenally. And, again, I just want to share it with everyone.
That is extraordinary, Tina. Tina, I was wondering, do you still do a lot of those extra therapies that you were mentioning, or do you still feel they have a use for you, or is it only the Beamer, or is Beamer a team player for you at this time?
It is a team player. I still go to some of those. Actually, I still go to all of them. Only on a maintenance, maybe once a month for chiro and massage therapy. If I have flare ups, because I still have the issue, it's a chronic issue, and so I still have it. But it is so manageable now, and I don't rely on those therapies that I go to that I went to. Now it is a maintenance, and it just helps me keep thriving for my worldly passions.
That is huge, and like you're saying, you may still have that issue because, you know, it's been quote unquote irreparable, perhaps. But you're functionally fine, and then you're not dependent on having to see the therapist every week like you were, or multiple therapists. And then the other benefit is that you didn't use the Beamer on your own. I'm sure you started sharing it with your family right away, and now it sounds like you're sharing with a whole bunch of people. So the benefits are countless, correct?
Yes, the benefits are countless. And I know we can't give third-party testimonies, but I don't know if I can say this, and I guess I want to clear it through you guys. I sleep better at night when both my husband and I use it at night, because we have 2 of the old bee body. Essential set.
The previous version.
Yes, and I did just get my Evo, and I'm waiting on my horse unit because I am kind of still in the horse world a little bit. So I sleep better I can say I wake up so rested and I'm just so ready to go each day. But yes, I have shared it with lots of my family. My 92-year-old mother lives with me. She uses it.
That is awesome. Go ahead, Cindy.
Everything you shared has been great, and I want to remind everybody that there is a Wellness Wednesday that Dr. Burka did talking about the Beamer as an adjunctive therapy. Anything else that you're doing, whether it's acupressure or chiropractic or massage or ozone injections, I mean hyperbaric, anything else that you're doing is always better with increased blood flow. And so I just think it's awesome what you shared and how you're using Beamer in conjunction with other things and the amazing results that you've had. And we just want to thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Tina.
You do have another.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting for you to catch your horse, Tina, and also share in that world. All right, we have another courageous soul out there in area code starting with 248, and you are unmuted. Welcome to Block Talk.
Hi, this is Mary Bann. I'm from Michigan. I also spend time in Tennessee. I've actually never called in. I listen to the talks all the time, but my schedule doesn't always allow for me to call in, so I was excited to have the moment to do that. So go ahead.
Because it's your first time, we're going to give you this.
Love it.
I know it was a time issue for you, but for some people it's just like a emotional, like nervous-ish, like they're afraid to press one. So I just want to encourage you and everybody to keep on pressing one. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I wanted to say I've been using Beamer for almost 8 years now. I guess actually it is 8 years. And I wanted to talk about some things that maybe hold some people back. For instance, I originally was not interested. I have a lot of other therapeutic devices and thought, I don't need anything else, right? And my dad was having some health issues and a friend recommended it for him. And I saw a presentation and I thought, you know what? It either completely works or it doesn't work. It's either 100% going to help or it's you know, just being overhyped. So I not only ordered one for my dad, but he was very sick, so I knew he was going to have to go very slowly. So I ordered one for myself for prevention. Both my parents have circulation issues on their entire side of the family, and I could see the writing on the wall. And I thought, you know what, why don't I head that off ahead of time? So I can tell you, for people who say they don't really feel anything, I don't ever remember feeling anything. But I started noticing the results and started noticing more energy. And honestly, I know some people, I believe the Beamer, I call it a modulator. It reads your body and gives what your body needs. I tend to run very high energy. So when I'm on the Beamer, it knocks me out. I mean, it's my quick little nap. It's wonderful. Other people, it just jazzes them up and gives them energy. So it kind of reads what you need. And I have found tremendous results. To this day, I don't really feel the Beamer. Once in a while, when I got my Evo, I thought, I'm going to feel it. I did a little bit in my hips for a few sessions, but now I don't feel that either. But I feel the increased energy. If I'm a big gardener and do all kinds of stuff outside and do things way beyond what I should be doing, and I normally would be sore for days, I just come in and sit on that Beamer, and I'm ready to go again. So it has helped me with countless things, many of which I can't say because of compliance. But I can tell you, I would not go a day without using it, and I recommend it to everyone. It's life-changing, and actually, one of my friends had just called me and saying how grateful she was that she had her Beamer. Her husband happened to have a specific episode happen in his life, and they got on it right away, and she said, can you imagine what I would have done if we didn't have it, if we had to wait to order it, you know? So anyway, it's life-changing. You'll never regret it. I cannot recommend it enough. So that's all I wanted to share.
Yeah, well, Mary, I completely echo your whatever you just expressed as far as how grateful I am to have it in my life, in my family's life, and to always have it handy to help others. And we just have to get out of our own way and, you know, show to others that this is effectively a critical tool in our lives of today, where there's so much stress and so many kind of toxic dangers around us that sometimes we don't even know what they are, or we have so many activities that there's always a possibility, you know, like something happens. It's busy. And so we have that Beamer available, by the way, and that's why we're so generous. Like, typically the Beamer family members that have chosen to share it actively, but even customers a lot, they, you know, oftentimes we share it graciously with others so that they can discover that for themselves and how helpful it is daily. But yeah, I wouldn't want to be without it either.
Oh, Mary, I'm going to mention one other thing. I'm going to mention one other thing as far as the settings go, right? So people oftentimes get really caught up in the settings, and I can tell you, I have seen, because I share it, I actually opened a wellness room so people could come and use it and try it. And I have seen remarkable results on Intensity 1, even on Intensity 1. I mean, life-changing. Other people, they need higher, right? So, again, their body knows we always start low. But this one particular gentleman, I won't tell you the details, but it was really cute. Because even on Intensity 1, his particular, I guess I could say, blood sugar issue, was very troubling. His doctor had actually sent him in, and we just did Intensity 1, and he was just saying how he could tell right away, and I actually thought, oh, that's so cute. He thinks he's noticing something, right? I thought it was a placebo. No, he bought a Beamer after his third session. He said that it was one of the best things he's ever done for his life, and he was on Intensity 1. I don't know if he ever got off Intensity 1. So, you know, again, your body knows what you need, and it's a beautiful thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. And that actually, Mary, because I'm reminds me of my, you know, my motto in the horse world, because obviously I'm a horse person as well. And, you know, the power of that program one for the horse unit, that people always think that they need to go higher is better, but that's not
right.
True at all. It's quite the opposite. Less is more. And, you know, Intensity 1 or 2, you know, like the low on the Evo is going to give so much benefit, and that really helps that body heal long-term. And the same goes for the Program 1 on the horse unit, which is the first setting. But thank you so much, Mary. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Heard your testimonial, and I encourage you to press call in again and press 1 if you have some time.
All right.
More stories. And thank you for sharing, you know, for being careful with the sharing and very eloquently kind of talking about how good it's been for other people as well.
Right. I know. We wish we could tell everything, but we can't. And that's okay. That's
okay.
Yeah. We will share what we can, and just rest assured you'll never regret buying a Beamer. Yeah.
Exactly. Amen. All right.
All right. God bless. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Great job.
We got another caller going on that has pressed 1. And that area code, Cindy, is 508. 508. You're live on Blog Talk. Would you like to share a testimonial? 508.
I think that might be Mary.
Well, Mary, we didn't, I thought Mary, oh, wait, we need to unmute. Hold on.
Hello?
508.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Great.
Yes.
So this is Sue Potter, and I'm a physical therapist. This is also my first time prepping 1 on Blog Talk.
We cannot discriminate, so hold on 1 second. There you go.
Awesome.
Too. And may I ask, why did you not press 1 before, or did you just not have time because you're a super busy practitioner?
Yes, that's exactly it. Usually I cannot speak, usually when I'm listening, or I can't even go on Blog Talk. It's a tough time for me usually. So this is a perfect day. Thank you.
Awesome.
So I found out this is actually the 22nd of December was 2 years I've been involved with Beamer, and it's been a love affair ever since. I found out about a Beamer from one of my clients who came in and was complaining about symptoms at her wrists and hands, and she was talking about this Beamer thing, and I said, well, I have no idea of what you're talking about. And she showed me the three-minute blood flow video to me, which was like, wow, this is pretty impressive. So I said, well, if this Beamer does what this shows it does, where you need to do the Beamer is across your upper shoulders, because that blood flow, you're really tight there, and we need to get it down to the hands. So the next time she came in, she was I was reevaluating that upper shoulder area, and it was like butter. And if any of you are body workers, you know that area is never like butter. It's usually like steel or cement. So I was very impressed. I said, what have you been doing? And she said, you told me to do the Beamer. I've been doing the Beamer. And so I said, oh, my gosh, I have to get me one of these things. And so I bought a Beamer. I never saw it. I never tried it out. I didn't even know how much it was. I bought a Beamer because my hands do not lie. I didn't even need to check the research out. I did check the research out, and it does all check out. But I have integrated into my life and into my practice, and I have so many miracles in my physical therapy practice. It's awesome. I use it on everyone who's able to use it during the session. And I told them, I said, it makes me look better and things happen faster so I don't have to work as hard. And so what I've noticed is that when people start to use a Beamer, when they purchase a Beamer, when they rent a Beamer, whatever, when they start to use it twice a day, every single day, that's when I notice the magic starting to happen, that their symptoms really get reduced. They can sometimes, a lot of times, increase the time between sessions, maybe not go to chiropractic or massages often because their body is able to maintain itself. So it's really quite impressive, a medical device from my practice and myself. I would never leave home without my Beamer. So that's my my testimonial.
that is extraordinary. And Sue, and you mentioned something about, you know, how it really helped you first, and you had to discover that for yourself. That's what we've noticed a lot with practitioners, that you know, they are confronted with many different modalities and different devices, and they usually start with the research first. But the Beamer is kind of the opposite. You kind of want to have that experience, and that's what we notice with a lot of practitioners. They have some kind of ailment they've been walking around with, and, you know, they're obviously having to serve so many people, patients, and they start, you know, start looking for something themselves, and then they, you know, they come across the Beamer, and then it's like, oh, my gosh, I need to integrate that. And like you said, then everything checks out research-wise. And then that's kind of what I feel like is almost the best way for a practitioner to adopt Beamer in their practice, because then they understand how important it is also for Beamer to be in the home of their patients eventually, ideally.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I've helped a lot of practitioners integrate it into their practice, and some of them, I don't have a practice like that, but some of them are open 5 days, certain hours, and they just have people come in, they have a Beamer room, people come in once a day, or maybe even if they can get in twice a day. So they've integrated it into their practice, and when the therapist is a little bit sore themselves, they can go in the Beamer room and click and get an 8-minute session. And, you know, help their shoulders out, the wrists, whatever's bothering them. So it's really
yeah.
One of the best things that I've had. It's the only really only medical device I've integrated into my practice. I use both
wow.
of my hands, manual therapy, but the Beamer is the one thing I've integrated.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, I, as a veterinarian, I'm passionate about, in this case, veterinarians' well-being, but, you know, any kind of busy practitioner that services patients, but veterinarians in particular, they really, you know, kind of almost ignore their own health as they are tirelessly working to help animals of all kinds.
Exactly.
And so, you know, like, I'm very passionate about helping those practitioners, but also the human practitioners. So one more question, and then it looks like we have another caller that pressed one. So as far as, I'm just curious, as far as in your practice, do you, as people come in for their visit, do they first go on the body mat, or is everything, like, say, on the table as you're seeing them, or do they get their 8-minute session before, or is it kind of like as you do it during your actual therapy session?
I'm set up so that it's done during my actual therapy session. I have other people that it's set up. They do it either before or after or even both.
Okay.
So it
okay.
it can be done every which way for sure.
Okay.
And
great.
I have to say, Marlies, one more thing about the horse people is most horse people get their beamer for their horse and they totally forget that they also need a beamer for themselves, you know. You're riding on this horse and you have this interrelationship with the horse. It's like, you so need a beamer.
100%. And we actually did a BEEE on that called The Bond, which is on the Beamer Share app with Boyd Martin and Emberly Snyder. We talked about that, if you want to go anywhere in the horse world competitively, you definitely need to start treating your own body as good as you do the horse's body. And mine,
right? Right.
But, you know, for everybody, because also those recreational horses would like to have a balanced rider on their back, you know.
absolutely. Thanks for
thank
all
you,
you do, Marlies.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Sue. And it looks like we have one more.
Great.
Cindy, I hope you're checking on me that I do everything correct, because I've not been unblocked for that long as host. But I see area code 402.
I don't know which one is Mary, Ben. This could be Mary, but okay, I've got to unmute it. 402.
Area code 402, are you wanting to share a testimonial?
I am here, and I do have a testimonial. I've been using my – this is Pat Lammers.
And you are?
I'm from Nebraska. Pat Lammers from Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been using my Beamer for probably 6 years, but I was it was like about 3 weeks ago. I was walking down the sidewalk, and I was in a hurry, and I stumbled on the sidewalk, and I fell down, and I landed on my left corner of my eye. So I'm 69 and a half years old, so that I didn't break anything was the first testimony to the Beamer. And then I got home within about an hour of this accident, and I got on the Beamer right away, and I could just, on the B body, and I used the B pad around my head, I could just feel the stress going out of my body as I was on that session. I do use my Beamer at least twice a day, so I've been doing this for like about 6 years already. But I get so excited about every time I get something like this happens with the Beamer. Is I just find it so exciting, and I am so grateful for the Beamer and that I went ahead and got one. I ended up with a big lump on the corner of my eye, and I put the B spot on that on like program one. I really, you know, the discomfort subsided like immediately, and I really never had discomfort with this, but I'd use the B spot 3 or 4 times a day on it, and the time it took me to mend from this was like about 2 weeks. Again, I'm 69 and a half years old, and at that age, you don't mend like that. And you don't jump right up after a fall like that. And just, I continued walking to my destination, and they helped me. They looked at my eye and said, well, I don't think it's deep enough to need stitches. But I went home, and with that D spot on it, it brought that together right away. I think this Beamer is the best thing that I've had happen to me in my life, and I use it every day, and I just wouldn't want to be without it.
We just want to say thank you so much, and we are running short of time. We have less than 60 seconds left, so I just want to say one thing real quick. Our use above the head is off-label use, so we just want to let everyone know about that. The FDA does not recommend using it on the head. So, and then the other thing I want to say before I jump off, Marlise, thank you so much for hosting. And I just want to say a great big thank you to everyone, because literally if we had to pull teeth today to get testimonials, I was going to get off of this and go in and be with the grandkids. I want to say thank you to all of you for your great participation and testimonials today.
I completely am in agreement with you, Cindy, and it was lovely to host with you. And thank you so much for all those callers that pressed one. Thank you. It's a blessing, of course. They had some extra time over the holidays, but we're hoping that continues to be the case, throughout the start of the new year and throughout the new year, because this is what is the fuel that gives, the Beamer fuel is the testimonials. So hoping that everyone can continue some very peaceful days, going towards the end of the year. And there will be a Block Talk show tomorrow, which is going to be whatever Wednesday with Greg, and then on Thursday, Equine Thursday. So tune in for that. And have a good one, everyone. Have a wonderful time.
Today's show.